and welcome back to another episode of Colored Thoughts. I am Erin.
And I'm LaShawn.
And this is the season one finale episode.
Yes!
What? Season one is done. It's been 10 weeks.
10 whole weeks. Wow.
10 whole weeks. And to think that we thought of starting a podcast maybe 12 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And to be here now is kind of crazy.
So crazy.
On SoundCloud, on iTunes, you know, your girl's just registered to hopefully be hand-selected by Spotify. So hopefully something will happen with that.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Yeah, you got to go for stuff. You got to be a go-getter out here. Mm-hmm. But thanks for all of our faithful listeners who have been with us from episode one up to episode 10. If you just joined us, go ahead and pause this episode and head back to episode one so that you can follow the progression of LaShawn and I's crazy, colorful thoughts.
Yes.
But anyway, thanks for joining us. We're going to do what we always do and catch up with each other because LaShawn lives in an entirely different state than I do. So LaShawn, what's up? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Okur!
Okur!
I'm so mad. I can't roll my tongue. I don't know how to do it.
You never rolled your R's?
No. People
have, not even in Spanish.
People tried to teach me and I can't do it. I was a So that's what's poppin'. That's what should poppin'. But no, so today it is Wednesday. If you checked out our Instagram, we talked about how we had, a few technical difficulties. So we had recorded this really bomb episode for you all. And then
it was so bomb, y'all. It was so empowering, so uplifting.
Yes. But you know,
it was really good.
You know, they wasn't trying to let us be great, but that's okay. So we're going to do it again. But my weekend, I think it was pretty good. What did I do? I know that on Saturday I went to Authentic Restaurant with my friend Gabby, who was in the cohort above me in my program, in my doctoral program. And we just got to chit-chat, and so that was really cool. And yeah, I think Saturday I was productive and proactive and did a paper earlier in the day as opposed to waiting till the evening and procrastinating. So I'm just really happy about that. And I am also excited about this coming weekend because all our people that have seen Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. the female general, she's a playwriter. Apparently.
Oh, really?
Yes. She has a play that is at the Guthrie here in Minneapolis. And it is a story about a Zimbabwean, I guess that's how you say it, woman who is getting married to a white man. And at the dinner rehearsal, like, all hell breaks loose, if I can say that. So that is coming out, or I'm going to see that this weekend. So I'm really excited about that. And hopefully, well, I guess I don't know when I'll tell you guys about that because this is the end of season one.
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll follow you on your social media. You can tell us on there.
You're right. I could do that. That's why you're my girl. So yeah, that I think that's been like my weekend / upcoming weekend or so. That's my little recap. What's been going on with you?
This past weekend, I went to visit my cousin because she had surgery. So I went down and I tried to, like, you know, help out as much as I could, make some soups, make her some tea, stuff like that. That was pretty cool. And then, I mean, it was a very chill weekend. I didn't really do much. Just kind of hung out with her, tried to get her back up on her feet. And then we tried to record the podcast per usual, as we do on Sundays, and it just wasn't working. So devastating, but it wasn't working. And then I started my orientation.
Congratulations on the new job.
Pretty chill. Nothing major. Oh, thank you. Thanks, girl. But yeah, so that was about it. But, oh, biggest news of the weekend. All surrounding Cardi B, album dropped.
Yes.
Cardi B's whole album, Invasion of Privacy, dropped. LaShawn, what's your favorite song off the album?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, let me just say, like, I am a huge Cardi B fan. If you can't tell, that's why I started off with the, okay. Like, I really need somebody to show me how to roll that R so I could be a part of the Barty gang.
You literally just curve your tongue at the top, like, right behind your teeth, right before it gets to the cave part of your upper roof of your mouth, and just blow air.
Okay, we're going to do that off air, okay? No, but I love Cardi's album altogether. So my favorite song is, I think it's called Best Life with her and
my cousin.
Chance the Rapper's your cousin?
Yeah, girl. What? In my head.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah, girl. I got a whole other family in my head.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, that is my favorite song, Best Life. So if you all get a chance to listen to that, go listen. First of all, listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
But that Best Life and Be Careful With Me, or not Be Careful With Me, Be Careful is probably my two favorites so far. But actually, I mean, I like Drip. Came through Drip. That, and I mean, I like Moneybag too. So, I mean, I don't know. I just like the whole album.
Yeah, it's a vibe. The whole album is a vibe.
It's a full vibe.
You know, I like Dickenhead. Guap, guap, get some chicken. Guap, guap, get some bread.
Yes.
You know, that just brings out. And, you know, I saw a post on social media and I just need to reiterate it. Ladies, get information when it comes to Dickenhead, because when that comes on at the cookouts, when that comes on at the Kappa cookouts, the Q cookouts, we need to show off and show out, okay? Like,
in what way? How are we doing that? Like, what's the formation going to look like?
What you mean?
How do
know all the words?
Oh, yeah, because I've been seeing people that are like, I know 75% of all the words already, and I'm like, wow.
No, you need to know the words, and you need to have your cute little, especially when she's like, you can flex, like have your cute little flex move down pack so that when that comes on, you looking real cute.
Okay. You know, you're right. You're right. Okay.
It's our time. I mean, I don't like some of the lyrics in Dickenhead, but you know, it's like, I'll do it for the culture.
It's all we get.
Yeah. I agree with you. I like, Best Life, and I do like Drip, but I, you know, Kehlani is my best friend in my head, so I love Ring, you know. Cardi has some really good songs on there, like, for every mood, you know, for, like, when you feeling, like, little boy, try me one more time. It's about to be on and popping, okay? And then it has the I'm kind of in my feelings songs, and then it has your Get Buck, like, I'm the baddest out here. I'm feeling myself type of song. You know, like, it's an all-around vibe. Like, you can vibe to it with any mood, really.
I for sure agree. And the thing I like about, like, the more, like, in my feelings vibe songs is that, like, she be having you in a vibe, but then, like, the beat drop, and it's like, you remember who you are.
Yes. Yes. It's facts. So, yeah, it was all around a solid album. So that's the first bombshell that she dropped. The second, she finally revealed, even though the streets been talking for a while, she finally revealed that she's pregnant.
Yes, on SNL, right?
Yeah. And it was so cute because she was actually doing Be Careful. And then the camera did a slow pan out. And then they finally revealed her baby bump. So, go, Cardi girl.
I know. I'm so happy for her. She's going to have a Barty baby.
What does that mean?
Or, you don't know. Barty is her gang. Barty gang.
Oh, that's what, like, they call themselves?
Yes. You know, like the Beehive, there's the Barty gang.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they called themselves.
Well, yeah, because, you know, that's why Dickenhead, it starts with a B as opposed to a C, like Chickenhead and Bodak Yellow. Well, Bodak Yellow is a little bit different, but it's, she taking a beat from her the second letter. What am I trying to say? The letter B from her Cardi B and putting it in the front. So it's Bardi Gang.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't know that's what they called themselves, but okay. So, you know, I think that
you're not a true fan,
girl, but I do love me some Cardi. So Cardi has gotten a lot of like support for being pregnant, but she's also gotten a lot of backlash because people are like, oh my gosh, you're ruining your career. You're at an all-time high. Like, you're just getting started. What are you doing? But one thing that Cardi has always been super open about is that she believes that she was made for this. Like, she has a passion for this. This is what she knows she was here to do. And so it got me thinking that maybe for our final episode, we could talk about purpose.
Okay.
So let's tackle purpose. Let's take a break and then we'll be right back. So purpose, that's a huge word.
It's so huge. It's only like seven letters.
But it feels astronomical, right? Like the weight of the word.
The fact that you just...
You laughing at me?
Astronomical. Yes, it sure is.
Okay, side story. One time my sister and I were playing... Me and these random words. My sister and I were playing Taboo one time with family, and she was my partner, and the word was earthquake. And like all of the words that you would use to describe an earthquake were like on the list of words you couldn't say. And literally, I'm like... a teenager, maybe like end of middle school, early high school. And my clue to her was when two tectonic plates collide. Who says that? Me. So purpose is an astronomical word. All right, LaShawn. So moving on.
I'm going to use that. Yes, girl. Did she get the clue?
Yes, girl. She said earthquake. I was like, yes.
We know that Aaron and family, they're like brainiacs over there. Okay, got it.
Ooh, all right, so moving on. In other news, back to purpose. LaShawn, what is purpose?
I feel like purpose is like the reason for which each individual is created. Like what they are meant to do in the world. Mm-hmm. Why they're even here. What their objective or what they're supposed to do in this life that we're all given the opportunity to have.
Yeah. That's good. So.
Thank you.
Girl, did you look that up?
No, I didn't. What?
I'm kidding. I was.
She tried though, Shay, because her family brainiac. She tried, just because I don't know what tectonic, I don't even know how to say the word, plates are.
Oh my gosh. It was a compliment to you because I thought it was such a good definition. You could have looked it up.
Well, thank you. No, that was from the heart.
That's beautiful, girl. So do you feel like knowing what your purpose is adds a lot of stress and like anxiety?
I don't think that knowing your purpose adds a lot of stress and anxiety. I think not knowing your purpose is what adds stress and anxiety, because I feel like as humans, we want to have a sense of belonging. Like we want to be a part of something. We want to know why we are here and like, what are we going to accomplish with ourselves? And so I think when we don't know our purpose, it adds this layer of stress versus those people that kind of know what their purpose are or knows what their purpose are. No, I don't know the grammar there. My bad.
Knows what their purpose is. Yes,
knows what their purpose is. You guys, I know grammar. I know my subject and verb connections there.
We know, girl. You know, you're in a doctoral program.
Okay. But anyway. Yeah, so I think it's the lack of knowing purpose that causes stress, as opposed to if you know your purpose, well then people are more content and they actually walk in it more easily.
Okay, so on our Instagram page, we put up a poll And it said, do you know what your purpose is? And the options were, of course, and figuring it out. And 36% of people said, of course, they know what their purpose is. But 64% said that they did not. And I think that, that's something huge for people around our age specifically, because, you know, you graduate high school, you go to college, and you're kind of like, whoa, what do I get my degree in? Like, what am I going to be good at? What is all of this? And so it's really hard to kind of figure this whole thing out. And then we asked, if you don't know, or before you knew your purpose, did it stress you out? And 91% of people said, heck yeah.
I'm sure.
So it's a very stressful thing. Now, my question is, and this is just a general question that LaShawn and I will kind of flush out our thoughts through. My question is, how do you figure out what your purpose is?
That is a huge, astronomical question. And I think one of the things, or one of the ways that can help you find your purpose, is by identifying things that you are good at, mm-hmm. and things that like come natural to you. Mm-hmm. Because I think those are inclinations of what your purpose might be in life. Yeah, but I just think what you're good at naturally is an inclination of what your purpose is in life. I also think that purpose is not just associated with what you're good at. So I think that what you're good at, it does give you some type of inclination, but just because you're good at something doesn't necessarily mean that is your purpose, right? And I also like to think mm-hmm. of purpose as like this higher calling on your life. So it's not just that I'm good at math.
Right.
But if you're good at math, what can you do that's helpful and beneficial mm-hmm. for this world? Because I feel like our purpose is not just for us. It's for the world mm-hmm. to gain something from that.
Yeah. And I like that you said that, because we can be good. We could be a jack of all trades. You know, like we could be good at a lot of different things. A regular old Renaissance person, you know, like mm-hmm. just good at everything that we touch.
Like me.
But yes, girl. But like LaShawn said, like you could be really good at math, but it's what do you do with that? And what I like to think of is like, what gives your life meaning? Mm. Like if you're good at math, what can you do with that math that can it line up with what gives your life meaning? Like for me, helping people and being there for people when in their time of need, that gives my life a lot of meaning. It brings me joy. Even though it might not be like the greatest circumstances that people are going through, being able to walk through that with them is a proud thing for me. Like I love doing it. And so when you're thinking about your purpose, you're thinking about what gives your life meaning, what brings you joy, and then you tie your gifts into it. You know, like you take what you're good at and you apply it to that thing that's really sparking a flame under you, you know? So you think about the gifts that you have and how they can line up with that thing that's sparking a flame under you. And I think another thing that LaShawn said that's very important is that these gifts that you have, these God-given abilities, they're not just mm-hmm. for you. They're for people. And I think a lot of times, if we think about it, our purpose is never going to be self-seeking. It's not going to be self-serving. Our purpose is to help other people. And so when you're thinking about your purpose, just keep that in mind. Like it will benefit you, but you're not the number one person that it should be benefiting, if that makes sense.
Right. No, I think that's so true. I think that's true.
So with purpose, LaShawn, do you find that being introspective is a major key in figuring out what your purpose is?
I do think that introspection is like a major key in purpose, because I think of purpose as like I think of like a fingerprint or like your DNA. There's nobody else that mm-hmm. has your exact fingerprint, nobody else that has your exact DNA, and there's nobody else that has your exact purpose. And who you are is connected to that purpose. And so unless you are introspective, you're going to always be looking at others or trying to get other people's opinions of what your purpose is, instead of sitting with yourself and acknowledging, oh, I'm good at this, or oh, I feel like my heart is leading me here. Like, if you never take that time to sit with yourself, you'll never really know what your purpose is, and you'll always be looking for external things to validate what you might think, or even to tell you what you think, what they think your purpose is.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And I think that LaShawn again brings up a really good point, and that is that there is such a thing as purpose envy. Like, you can look at other people and you can want what they're walking in. And I think that there's a lot of danger that comes with doing that, because you'll miss out on the people that you are supposed to be impacting, you know? And with purpose envy, I'm guilty of it. You know, I have a heart and a desire to do major things, and I see people doing the same exact thing that I want to do, and they're way farther along than I am. And sometimes that's very discouraging, but I have to remember my lane. Like, if this thing has been pressed on my heart, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how grandiose it's going to happen, but I know that it's going to happen because this is something that I feel I'm called to do. And I think a lot of times when we think about purpose, like, there's this gut feeling of like, this is something that's going to happen, or this is something that I have to do. Like, I have to do this. This is part of who I am. And I think that once you start to recognize that gut feeling or this pulling towards a certain area, that's a great start to begin to cultivate these thoughts and flush out these thoughts of what is my reason for being here on earth? Because everyone has a reason. Yeah. You know,
I definitely agree. And I think with the purpose envy thing, like, I think that's so true, and it's so easy to be envious. And I mean, it's like, not in a like we should be envious way, but like, especially with the culmination of social media and like this idea that people always present what is best or their best self for the most part on social media, it's easy to look at somebody and be like, oh, it looks like they've just been doing so amazing, which they might be, but we don't know the background story that it took for them to get there. And so I think that it's always important to, like Aaron is saying, stay in your lane and understand what is for you is going to be for you regardless of any other circumstances. And realizing that while you're comparing yourself or saying, oh, I wish my whatever was taking off like theirs, they could have had to go through a lot of things that you don't necessarily want to have to go through.
Right.
And the way your life could be set up, it might be set up so that you don't have to go through certain things, or it's a different pathway that you get to that end purpose, which might be similar to another person's.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important to realize. And I think you touched on this a little bit, but just because your purpose is similar to someone else doesn't mean that you should downplay yourself or count yourself out.
Right. Say that again. Say that again, girl.
I don't know what I said. but I think basically just because your purpose is similar to someone else's doesn't mean that you should downplay yourself or count yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, your purpose is unique to who you are, and each of us is unique. And with our purpose are attached people. People are attached to our purpose, meaning that there are people that are going to be impacted, that are going to be affected by what we walk in our calling and our purpose. And so if we never walk in that purpose, we are essentially leaving those people in the dark. And so, for instance, let's just say both Aaron and I's purpose are to help other people, right? Which, you know, is probably true. But at the end of the day, there are only going to be certain people that I'm going to be able to reach, and there are only going to be certain people that Aaron is going to be able to reach. Because we could sit on this podcast and I could say something and Aaron could basically say the same exact thing, but in her words, and some people that are going to get it when she says it, and there are some people that are going to get it when I say it, just because of who we are and what we bring to the table.
Right. I think that's really important. And so I think One phrase that you said, don't count yourself out, just like rings in my head, because I'm sure that there are a lot of listeners who are thinking, well, I have this desire to do this thing, but I don't have the credentials. I don't have the qualifications to do that. And one thing that LaShawn and I, we'll often bring up on this podcast because it's something that we strongly believe in is our faith. And we're never going to apologize for our faith because we believe what we believe and we're unashamed of that.
Right.
But we will say that it's still applicable, whether you ascribe to Christianity or not, it's still applicable to you. But this specific phrase I am going to say, but there's this phrase that I hear often that I have seen mm-hmm. as truth, not only through the Bible, but also in people that I know personally. But it's that God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. So if you are feeling this inner stir, like this is something that I need to do, or you feel this pressing on your heart about a certain matter or a certain topic or a certain thing that you'd like to do, but you don't think that you have the credentials, I can guarantee, because I've seen it in my life, I've seen it in people close to me, they didn't have the qualifications to be able to do the things that they are doing now. And it was just crazy to see how, as they began to invest in their purpose, their platform continued to be elevated. And when I say platform, I don't necessarily mean they're speaking in front of thousands of people, they're doing TED Talks, they're having 500,000 plus subscribers on YouTube. No. But I am saying that their status continues to grow in what they're doing, even though they don't technically have what society would deem as the right credentials in order to do what they are doing, if that makes sense.
It does. It does make sense a lot. And that's the thing, one of the things that I always think about, like, in terms of qualifications, like, who told you that you weren't qualified?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we allow other people to dictate what we are and are not capable of. And like Aaron is saying, like, just because we are not qualified from people's perspectives or people's perceptions does not mean that God cannot allow us to be capable of doing something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even if you don't want to look at it from a Christian perspective or from a spiritual perspective, still at the end of the day, who told you that you couldn't do something? Right. And why are you listening to their voices? If you strongly believe something, and for me, if God told me that this is my purpose and I'm walking in it, why does it matter what anybody else has to say? Because nobody else is going to be able to see your purpose and walk in your purpose but you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people might be able to see bits and pieces of your purpose, but they're not going to understand the magnitude of it, or they're not going to be able to understand why you move a certain way or do certain things a certain way, because it's not their purpose.
Right.
And you will be so frustrated trying to get people to fully understand or buy into, if I can use that word, quote unquote, buy into your purpose.
Yeah.
Because it's not mm-hmm. theirs.
And you know, there are a ton of biblical examples of people not being qualified, mm-hmm. But then they go on to do amazing things. But whether you believe in the Bible or not, someone I know, no college degree, had a few jobs here or there, but certain things in their life happened that sparked this amazing idea that they went on and started a company. And their company is bringing in so much money. No college degree. No nothing. Doesn't have like any credentials by society standards. Like a couple retail jobs here or there. But that's not even what the company is. And so they're the CEO right. of this company. And they're getting money. They're making a really, really good living. And so once you find that thing, and I believe that a lot of things in our life are perfectly orchestrated, like a symphony. Like, you can look back on your life and see how everything aligns that brings you to this one pivotal moment where you have that light bulb and you're like, oh, here it is. I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so, you know, I think a lot of times, sometimes it just falls into our laps, or if we pay attention to the patterns that have been happening in our life. I was about to say lives, and then I said life, so that's why it was like law, you know. But if you did it.
Didn't. It just sounded like it.
Oh, okay. I got excited. But if you pay attention to like the patterns in your life, you'll begin to see how certain things are lined up and working in your favor to bring you to a certain point.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely agree. And the biggest thing, one of the biggest things I just took away from what you just said, Erin, is pay attention.
Yeah, that's huge.
Like, that is so huge. Like, oftentimes we're so searching for things. Like, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? Which is very meaningful. Yes, figure out your purpose. But pay attention to what's happening. Like, don't be so, like, stuck in the book of what's my purpose that you're not paying attention to what's happening and it's right in front of you. Like, that's your purpose, boo.
Right.
Like, these are the things that keep aligning, and these are the things that you, the experiences that you keep having. What is this meant for? But you're so busy, or we're so busy in the book. Like, what's my purpose? Lord Jesus, best friend. What's my purpose? What you think I'm good at? What's my purpose? What's my purpose? But we're not paying attention to what's happening. That's already telling you this is your purpose.
Right. And I think, you know, it kind of goes back to purpose envy, but especially since the way the world has conditioned us, I think a lot of us want that celebrity of it, you know? Like, we want the recognition, and there's nothing wrong with wanting recognition. It's in our human nature to want approval from people and all of that stuff. Like, it's a natural reaction of something that you might want. But you have to weigh it. Like, is it more important for you to be recognized by thousands, maybe even millions of people and not fulfill your purpose? Or is it more important for you to complete what you have been put on this earth to do and maybe only be recognized by a handful of people? Which is more important, you know? And that's not to say that you have to compromise one for the other, but it's just, what would you be content with? If you were called to a certain amount of people and not the masses, are you okay with that?
So then I think, this is just a thought that popped in my head that somebody might be wondering. But so if it's not necessarily about the numbers of people and it's not about the celebrity, which I fully agree with you, Erin, then why is it that some people get to be called to the masses while some of us get to be called to the smaller masses? Like, why is it that I'm only reaching 50 people and this person is reaching 1.5 billion people?
That's a really good question. And honestly, I don't know the answer, but I can speak from experience. As you all know, like from earlier episodes, I said that, you know, I dabbled in acting when I was younger, did some stuff. Mm-hmm. And as I look back on my life, had I had that big break in a movie that I was basically slated for, had I actually gotten that, gone out to Hollywood and been in Hollywood from that time till now, I know for a fact that I would be a wreck. Because I was so susceptible. Even though I wanted that, it wouldn't have been good for me at all. And looking back now, I see that and I appreciate and I'm so thankful for the fact that that is not something that was allowed in my life, because I would not be the person that I am today. Like, I'd be way worse off. So I think sometimes it's a protective factor. Like, would you be able to handle all of the attention? Would you be able to be okay with your privacy no longer existing? Would you be okay with all of this money? How would you be a good steward of all of this money coming in? You know, so it's like we only see the glitz and glamour, but we don't think about the crowd that we would be around. Would we be around a lot of substance abusers? You know, you have to think about, would you be susceptible to that? Like, there are so many other things aside from being recognized by people that we don't necessarily think about when we think about wanting to influence people.
Exactly. You know? And I think with that being said, like I kind of mentioned this earlier and you're kind of saying it too, like the part about what people have to go through and what they can handle. And that's not to say you're any weaker or any less than somebody else, but we are who we are. And some of us are built differently. You know what I mean? Like, some people can take a lot of stressors. Right. Like, some people cannot. And that is really okay. But it's about being realistic with yourself and being honest. Mm-hmm. Like Erin said, like, if you're Hollywood would you be okay with your privacy being snatched away from you? Some of us really don't want that. We are private people. Somebody, the paparazzi, Cardi B couldn't even have a pregnancy because we was on her tail. Like,
mm-hmm. And look, let's be honest. If someone doesn't like your picture or someone leaves a kind of stank comment, you know you're in your feelings. So multiply that by like,
yes,
100,000.
Yes, I agree. And the other thing I want to talk about too is that I think purpose is really about the impact.
Yeah.
So now I'm not saying that somebody that's reaching 1.5 people doesn't have the same impact as somebody that's one-on-one, but I'm kind of saying that. Right. Like, let's just say, mm-hmm. for instance, Beyonce, she reaches the world and she's probably having an impact on people some way or some other. But that's different than someone really sitting down and doing the work with somebody. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm no shade to Beyonce because I think right. she's mm-hmm. as an amazing person. But there's a difference from being a celebrity and being able to like touch people and people see you and impact them that way, and you actually affecting somebody, like affecting change in them or helping them in a way. Like, there's a difference.
Right.
And I think that instead of focusing on the number, we mm-hmm. should focus on the impact. And that's to me too, because I have a nonprofit and I'm always like,
yeah.
yo, my social media page don't have enough followers. And then it dawned on me, like, I actually want to do work. Like, I want to help people live better lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to help people be who they want to be. And so does the number on my Instagram page really talk about how many people I'm right. actually impacting? Or is it just is that just the number of people that are following me and they happen to like something here and there? Like, there's a difference.
Yeah, there is. There's a huge difference between that. And
right. And so sorry.
No, go ahead.
And I say, so for me, I'm having to reframe how I look at impact and what that means for the campaign. Because my impact will actually be hands-on with people. Mm-hmm. It's not just going to be through social media. Like, I can use my social media as a tool of influence. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to get into the schools, go to organizations, and help people do the work to align with what I actually feel like my purpose is.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's impact and not necessarily numbers. Mm-hmm. Although they can coincide, but they are different.
Right. They're very different. And I think that I was using, this isn't like, because I feel like you're attacking me or anything. Like, I was using numbers because I feel like a lot of people, yeah. that's like where their mind goes. Because right. I agree with you. I think purpose is about impact. Like, the people that you encounter, how are they affected? How are they changed? So let me ask you, do you know what your purpose is?
I do think that I know what my purpose is, yes.
And how did you come to that realization?
Wow, that's an astronomical question. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm sorry. How did I come to it? I think like your average teenager, young adult, adolescent, I was like searching, like, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? What is my purpose, right? Mm-hmm. But then I actually like took a moment and sat back down. I'm going to tell you what the pivotal point was for what my purpose was. I knew for sure, mm-hmm. without a shadow of a doubt, what my purpose is. I was in a Miss Black and Gold pageant in my senior year of college. And we had to do a talent. Mm-hmm. And since I'm like, I don't have talents. I can't sing, can't dance, can't play an instrument. So what do I do? So I've always been really good at speaking. Like, I have a voice. And then I said I should do a spoken word piece. And a spoken mm-hmm. word piece about things that have happened to me in my life. And the spoken word piece, I ended up titling it Just Me. And it talked about the negative experiences that I had in my life, about people bullying me, about people making me feel less than, or me allowing people to make me feel less than. Just a lot of negativity in my life. And in that spoken word piece, I talked about the negativity and how I had to overcome that. And I had to be okay who I am and to move forward in that. And after that, I had some people say, wow, like, that was really meaningful to me. Like, I felt that. And I didn't think that spoken word piece was going to have an impact on anybody. But it, and it wasn't like I was looking for the gratification of people. But in that moment, I understood that people really have this need or want to be comfortable in who they are. And oftentimes, the experiences that people have really impact them, and it changed the trajectory of things in their lives. And so basically what I'm saying is, in that moment, I realized that all the pain that had gone through birthed my purpose. And that was to help people get through the similar things that I grew. And that is to help people be confident in who they are. That is to help people in the areas of self-love, self-esteem. And I say the three: self-love, self-confidence, and positive self-esteem. But basically, it's just encouraging people in self-personal development fully. Like, things all related to the self. Self-care, whatever that is. Like, whatever it is, self-oriented, related. So that people can be themselves and they can do that outwardly. But I understood, it was in that moment after I did the spoken word piece that I really realized that the pain that I went through. And I also think that pain births purpose. So that stuff that you're looking at and you're saying, man, this is painful, this is an obstacle. I think it's there to shift you and get you back to where you actually need to be.
I think that I think what you said is really profound, that pain can be and can birth purpose. Not saying that everybody who figures out their purpose has to go through pain, but I think a lot of times, especially if you see people who have started a lot of nonprofit organizations, there was something that truly affected them. And a lot of times, from a lot of stories that I've heard, it was some form of pain that they had to go through in order to figure out what their purpose was. And so I think that your story can probably resonate with a lot of people who are going to hear this. So I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you. So now your turn.
My turn. Okay.
Yes, Erin, do you know your purpose?
I think I know, like, the umbrella of my purpose, if that makes sense. Like, I have a broad understanding of what my purpose is, what I'm going to do with that, or how I'm going to act on that purpose is still a little unclear and a little foggy to me. I've always been super empathic towards people. I have a heart for people, even non-fictional people, truthfully. I mean, fictional people, because
non-fictional literally people, the people that are walking around, I have a heart for them.
No, like, even fictional people. Like, I was watching a movie the other day and I just could not stop crying because the storyline was affecting me so much. Because I just really connected. Like, I could imagine people that I know in that situation, and it just, it was so moving. But so I know that I have a heart for people. I know that I have a heart for seeing brokenhearted people become whole again. I have a huge heart for children and adolescents who are just going through it. Because we know childhood and adolescence is hard enough as it is. But, you know, when you add on maybe their parents are going through substance abuse, or, you know, maybe they're feeling a little emotionally neglected, or they're being verbally abused or something like that. You know, I've always had a heart for children, but I've always believed that I'm supposed to be an advocate for people. And that's because, like, even in elementary school, when I would see kids being picked on, even though I was small too, I would buck up and be like, "You're not about to treat him like that," blah, da, 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 and I would be going off. I remember one time, one of my teachers in elementary school consistently picked on this kid, and I would write down everything that she said verbatim, and I would give it to my parents, and I would say, "This is what my teacher said today." And they would go and they would come into the school and they would talk to the teacher about it and everything like that. In middle school, there was a teacher who was picking on one of the students in gym class, and I went home and I told my dad, and, you know, I paid for it because then the gym teacher started picking on me. But I took that because I was like, "You're not going to do that to this person because I can take it. They can't." So it's always been kind of in my blood to try to fix injustices. And so I know that all of those meld together in the umbrella of helping people. Like, my purpose, I'm here to serve other people. I know that. But it's just a matter of what I do with knowing that and how I go about doing that.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing you brought up, or first of all, that's really commendable that you were standing up for people in elementary. That's awesome. And advocacy is so important, especially for underrepresented populations of people. I think that's definitely important. The thing that I think is very interesting about what you say that I can relate to is that you know overarching what the purpose is, like helping people, which I feel like is something that I align with as well.
Right.
But it's like, how do you go about doing it? And I think the interesting thing that I'll suggest or posit for you all to think about, and this is something that I kind of agree with, or that I do agree with, is that your purpose doesn't have to be attached to a specific thing.
Right. It's not a one-way street.
Right. It's not a one-way street. Because at the end of the day, if helping others is your purpose, whether that's advocacy, whether that is a blog about whatever that helps, whether that's a podcast that helps people, like whatever it is, the overarching goal or the overarching goal, underlying point, whatever phrase you want to use here, is it gets back to you helping people.
Right.
And so I say, like, find your purpose, but don't pigeonhole yourself to have to do one thing. So for me, the campaign is one of my babies. Like, that is not the end all be all to LaShawn. And just like whatever for Aaron, like that one thing, it can be, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. And I think that's a major thing to highlight. Don't box yourself in. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a counselor by day, podcaster on the weekend, mentor, you know, like there are a lot of that's different avenues. What'd you say?
Nothing.
I just heard what you said. And so to wrap up, the major things that we want you to take away from this is it's an introspective thing.
Yes.
Like, figuring out what your purpose is very introspective. What gives your life purpose? Think about those things. What gives your life purpose? What gives you joy? What gifts, what natural gifts and talents do you have? Also, try to think about passions that you have. Passions is a big thing as well. LaShawn, what else do we want them to take away from this?
I think everything that you said is being introspective and understanding your passions and things that you enjoy and seeing how that, what that gives you. But I think that we can give them some resources.
Yeah, for sure.
To talk more about this or to get more knowledge about this. And I know we had talked about the book, The Purpose Driven Life.
Yeah.
That is a great book by Rick Warren. And it basically helps people understand what purpose is and how to go about manifesting that and manifesting meaning in your life. And so I definitely think that that is a great book. I'm actually on Google right now, and the book is fairly inexpensive if you wanted to buy it. It says that Barnes & Noble is $9.99. At Walmart, it's $6.90, like under $10 for this great book.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think that's one. I think another one that we had mentioned is The Circle Maker.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah, which is, it has a very, it talks about prayer. So we're just going to make that, you know, obvious.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like everyone, I pray to God. But, you know, I think that regardless, like, there's a lot of power in what we say and what we put into the atmosphere. So if that's how you pray, you just speak positivity. Okay, cool. Speak positivity around the things that you want. I speak positivity over the things that I want, but I also pray like it depends on God, and I work like it depends on me. So that's how I do it.
Wow. I pray like it depends on God. Wait, no, I pray. Say it again. Like, that was great.
Pray like it depends on God, because you know it does, but you work like you have to put in the work.
No, that was really good. I like that. Yeah, but so The Circle Maker is just about kind of like manifesting your dreams and your purpose in life. And it adds the prayer aspect to it as well. And like Aaron is saying, yeah. like if you don't ascribe to prayer in the traditional way that Christians do, however you do it, if it's speaking affirmations, whatever it is, do you. But it's a great book nonetheless to read its insight.
Yeah, it is. It's a great book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I am big on affirmations. So, you know, just speak a lot of positivity over your life. If you follow me on social media, I do Mantra Mondays where I give a cute little two, three sentences of powerful affirmations that you can just keep repeating to yourself over the day. Because those things are important, you know?
They are. And so you definitely should check Aaron's Mantra Mondays out, because affirmations are like such a huge thing, period. Like Aaron was saying, like your words matter and what you speak out into the atmosphere. And when it's like, when you speak it out, it like connects in your brain and like you're serious. So like, if you say, I am an overcomer, and then things start going like, haywire, you feel like you're not an overcomer, but you speak that and allow you to renew your mind and renew your spirits and like align yourself with, I am overcomer. And I'm trying to say overcomer and conquer at the same time. I think they're synonyms, whatever, having a moment, but y'all get what I'm saying. You know what I mean? It helps align your spirit back and you be that overcomer and conqueror.
Right. And so I'm just going to shout out another book that's not spiritual or religious or whatever, but it's called Life on Purpose, How Living for What Matters Most Changes Everything. And that is by Victor J. Stretcher. I don't know how much it actually is, to be honest, but I'm sure that it's not like crazy expensive. And if it is, get you a 30-day Audible trial. and listen to it instead. But yeah, so those are some reasons.
Oh, and I was going to say, sorry, yeah. One more thing. Something that I was thinking about too, is that while I think that purpose is an introspective journey, some people are not being introspective. Let's be honest, right?
That's true.
And so if you're not, maybe you need someone like a therapist or a life coach to help talk through things, right? And they can help you put those pieces together, see how those things align, and they can help you bring insight to what your purpose might be, if that makes sense.
Right, because again, a therapist does not tell you what to do. A good therapist is there to walk with you as you figure out certain things in your life. So I think that's a really great resource and comment, LaShawn. So if you guys would like some more resources or have questions about what counseling or therapy would look like, or if you'd like to know some songs that we listen to that, you know, put us in a good mood, or some more books on purpose, then definitely shoot us a DM either in the podcast page or one of our personal pages. But LaShawn, this... Oh my gosh. Okay, what? What episode was that? Episode 8? That was episode 8.
Yes, it goes down in the DM. No, Aaron, we cannot exit before we tell them really quickly.
We did.
Cake and eat it too. That was episode 8. And after we recorded the episode, we got more feedback. And it was not like a landslide. I will concede and say that more people did agree with Aaron that you cannot have your cake and eat it too. But that was only by 2 points. It was 9-11. And so I think what that really shows is that different people's perspectives and who they are as people, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It acts how they think about things. And so I do think that there are certain situations and certain people that do think that you can have your cake and eat it too. And there are others who don't. And that's okay, because in this world, we're all different and unique. We have our color thoughts and we have our differing opinions. And so we will just end with that, saying that you can have your cake and eat it too. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, this wraps up episode 10, aka the season 1 finale.
What? What?
That's so crazy. So thank you all so much for the support, for the follows, even though, you know, well, I don't want to say numbers don't matter because, like,
they do.
They do in, like, in a certain, right, they do in a certain aspect, but we really appreciate the support that we have gotten from everyone, all of the streams, all of the shares. So on me and LaShawn, I mean, I guess I can talk for you, LaShawn, even though you're right here. Like, we deeply appreciate it, and we really, yes. We don't take your support for granted. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure that you keep up with the podcast page. I know we've been saying that we're going to get better at throwing out content, but while we're on this, like, hiatus before season two starts, we're really going to start pumping, like, content out. So you'll see my face, you'll see LaShawn's face, you'll see quotes, you'll see questions. So make sure that you're involved, because I'm pretty sure most of that will somehow end up in our conversations for season two, right, LaShawn?
Yes, for sure.
Yes. So again, make sure that you're following us on social media. The Colored Thoughts Podcast page is at Colored Thoughts Podcast, and you can follow me, Erin, at Erin Michaela, Erin underscore Michaela. So it's A-R-Y-N underscore Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A. And follow LaShawn at?
You can follow me at LaShawn underscore G. And that's L-A-S-H-A-W-N underscore G. And if you are so inclined to follow my nonprofit page, it is just me underscore campaign. So yeah, Erin, this has been so fun. Like we said, it's been 10 weeks. I am so excited to have done this. I'm glad that we just took that leap of faith and decided to do this podcast, Colored Thoughts. We will be back shortly. So again, yeah, thank you for tuning in. And remember, not everything is black and white. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.